Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And our food commentator and frequent restaurant goer, Nancy Leeson, has strong ideas about what is and is not good service. She makes her case to 88.5's Dick Stein, who is far less demanding.
Stein, I've been out to eat a lot over the last several weeks.
And that's something new?
I know. But given the prices that we all pay to dine out, and how many restaurants are incorporating service-included charges, I think good service may be more important than ever, but it seems like these days it's more difficult to come by.
By service included, that's we're going to include the tip in your bill. Are you noticing in restaurants that are doing this any depreciation in the service?
No, I don't think it's about that at all. I'm not seeing a difference. I don't necessarily think that having a service included is changing the way things are on the floor. What I am noticing is that when service is great, I'm like, wow, I'm so impressed. And I've had some very good service lately, as well as some that I just want to like grab the waiters by their neck and say, hey.
Well, there's only one restaurant I go to and in Tacoma that has that service included policy now. Honestly, I noticed absolutely no difference in the service at all. Great service. Of course, to me, great service is if I don't notice it. I'm curious to know what your definition of great service is. And naturally, we all want to hear the stuff you want to grab people by the neck for.
Good service starts the minute you walk in the door. There's a certain sense of welcome. If you have it right away, even if people are busy, that's great service.
You mean when they actually acknowledge your presence?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that they, you know, they make you feel welcome. They greet you at the door. You're seated promptly as best they can do it. There's little things, though, that make me crazy. They want to offer you a cocktail, but there's a table of four and only one cocktail list. I mean, really, come on. Can we have more than one cocktail list?
Are you saying that sometimes you're there with someone else and they only give you one cocktail list?
I'm there with five people and they only give us one cocktail list, but they want to come take your order. Although people are chatting, you know, this is why we're in a restaurant. You want to sit. You want to enjoy yourself. You're not there to, like, sit down and be on someone else's time clock. You order a cocktail, you're chatting, and they want to take your order immediately. I've seen this a lot. And when that doesn't happen, hey, bless your heart.
You've been a server yourself, Nancy, and you know, the restaurant wants to turn that table over.
I'm sure that's true. But certain restaurants have a certain amount of time that they're an hour and a half to two, say. Most restaurants are expecting people to sit. Now, I certainly have been guilty of camping out in restaurants, but I'm also real aware that there are other empty tables around me, so it's not like there are people tapping their feet at the door. And rushing food makes me crazy. Timing is everything in a restaurant for all of us, but you are the customer. It should be timed in the kitchen. We shouldn't have to have, unless you're in a Chinese restaurant, all of the food arrive at the same time. It's not meant to if we order an appetizer and a salad and an entree.
I don't know, Nance. I guess if you're spending a lot of money and you're in a real fancy room.
Stein, these days you're spending a lot of money, whether in what you would construe a fancy room or not. And I'm not complaining. Well, maybe I am complaining about it. But
you're absolutely complaining. Of course you are.
But I mean, these are just the things that should happen. You should expect this quality service.
Let me ask you this then, Nancy Leeson. When you were waiting tables, were you the paragon that you were seeking in other servers?
You know what, Stein? I was a great waitress. I always say this. I would go back and do it tomorrow if only my body would let me.
If they ever invent the kind of shoes you're going to need at this point in your life.
Exactly. They haven't done that yet.
With KNKX Food Talker and Nancy.
Check, please.
May I get you a new parasol for that pina colada, Ms. Leeson?
No.
A little more dessert?
Yes.
Something for the dog? Leeson.
He's Dick.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I am still working on that.
Stein.